Shir Samach, Yem Dalet, Chav Zayin Tevis.
Dat enige naam is beploekte leuke meiri. Enige naam is beploekte leuke meiri. Fregt Jesus, maar die heze getimtse dat het snade ploekte. Al liebe de man de omrim en de gemorre. Al liebe de man de omrim en de gemorre. Dat be kiddushi chutz, rabonan amoide te rab lezer. Da de kiddushi chutz achal. So mashkachas lo. Mashkachas lo in de gemorre. משכחס לו נגמור, הוא יבר חיתים סף קידוש יקרו חוץ, משכחס לו יצור עשי שסיש. אז זה זוג נגמור. So תסס, הרי מורבונס די חיתים צה, משכחס לו קידוש יחוץ. זוג תסס, די חיתים צה איז, שבו רובן וקיצ'ו חוץ משימן, ובו שימן וקיצ'ו סתם. ומי שימן. So רובן is מקדש חוץ משימן, Shimon is Mekadesh Stam. And now he dies. And she falls to Yibum to Levi. So Levi can't do Yibum. Because by Levi, she's a Shasish of Reuben. Reuben was Mekadesh for the whole world, chutz from Shimon. And Shimon is Mekadesh. So Shimon is allowed to. Because by Shimon, she's not a Shasish. But by the ganze Welt, she's a Shasish of Reuben. And when Shimon dies, so this Yevomo, you're not allowed to do a beer because you pegia be the erbe fun eishes Reuben. And she patters the tzora. Venovel lifnei levi ochi, vetzora tzonai mashkachas lo. Shikit shel Reuben chutz mishnei achim. This is teishes is kashe. This is teishes is kashe. Vyeshlo imar, דלקרינה לגבי איש הסמס, דכבר נסרו אולוב לפני קידוש אוכיב משום איש הסיש, ולחושיב ערבה במוקם מצווה. What is the taste of starts? זוג taste was, no, it's not called איש הסמס. דכבר נסרו אולוב לפני קידוש אוכיב משום איש הסיש, זה דגיר סיין taste was, ולחושיב צורו במוקם ערבה. So we mentioned yesterday the Achronim of Matotzach, what is exactly Tesis's answer? Tesis stole the kasha. Mashkachas lo that Yevomo be potur mitzad biyasei shesish. Reuven is mekadesh chutz from Shimon, and Shimon is mekadesh tam, and Shimon dies by Levi. She's osur bebiya mitzad eishesish of Reuven, and b'meila she could pater the tzor. That's the Tesis kasha. And the words of Tesis are modern terrors. V'yishloima that it's not considered Eishasach, because she was already also mitzad Eishasish. Because the Eishasish was chal before the chal was the Eishasach. The Eishasish is chal before the Eishasach. The shal is so what? Aber the meister says Eishasish mit Eishasach. So why she can't pater the tzor? And nachroini matot zachasach different as beirim, totally in the sugyas later. So we mentioned that the stipler in Rebbe Elchanan, they want to learn a poshta pshat in Tesis. Nim Remoshe is choylik and it very sharp. But we'll go with the Malach of the Stipler. Zog the Stipler, the pshat in Tesis is Balabatish. Reuven is Mekadosh chutz from Shimon. Shimon is Mekadosh Tam. Now Shimon dies, Levi wants to do Yibum, he can't marry this lady. By him it's Eishes Ish from Reuven. So you ask me why she doesn't patu the tzora, the Teretz is very poshut. By him she's Eishes Ish of Reuven, she was never married to Shimon. In his eyes, she was never married to Shimon. He looks on her Eishes Ish of Reuven, and by Shimon is Chutz Mishimon. But by Levi, she's only Eishes Reuven. So Bichlal, she doesn't follow Yibum. So how she could patu her tzora? You have to fall a Yibum from Shimon with someone else. She's also Tzorosa is also. Of a vile by Shimon, by Levi. In his eyes, she's never married to Shimon. Samot Nezach. In the eyes of Shimon, and the family of Shimon, Shimon has two wives. This wife and a second wife. And in Shimon's eyes, in his family, it's very, he has two wives. But he can't part of the Tzorah, because by Levi, in his eyes, she's not married to Shimon. So Levi says to the second wife, you're not a Tzorah Selvish. She says, I'm sorry, my husband had another wife. In my eyes, he never had a wife. She says, I'm sorry, but I know he had another wife. So, I'll explain why this time is a big Kiddush. In Shimon's eyes, it's in the same vice. Shimon has two wives. Shimon has two wives. But in the eyes of Levi, Levi says, I don't know. I know he had only one wife. By me, she was never married to you. So by me, the husband is not a tzara selva. You can say even the Torah could say that. I didn't know that he had another wife. I knew she's Eishes Reuven. Yeah. So chiddush is type. Aba zayzak this type. Lo megain, megate me this type. Megate me this type. Of them were boys. This type Simon Chavov. Those are the building of this type and Rebel Chol. Comes the Chemda Shleime and says, with this lomdus, if this is the chap, even without this chap, zog the Chemda Shleime and say that. So you answered me, but Reuven mekadosh chutz from Shimon, and Shimon dies. Why? But Levi cannot marry this lady because it's Eishes Ish of Reuven. But she cannot bother the tzara because in his eyes she was never married to Shimon. Zog dechem da shleime, I will bring you the case the opposite, and then you not have what to answer. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Shimon married a lady chutz from Reuven, and Reuven went and married her later, and Shimon dies. So like this. Now she's Eishes Shimon. Like I mean, the whole world, she's Eishes Shimon. Shimon dies as a mitzvah sibu. No, it's a aloche. That when the issues of Shimon is poka, the issues of Reuven is chal. That's stated in the Gemara in Gittin. We explained it yesterday. So when Shimon is dead, she becomes Eishes Reuven. So she was married to Shimon. So while she was married to Shimon, so I can't do Yibum to her now. Why? Because Lemaisa now she's Eishes Ish by me. She's Eishes Reuven. So Levi is not allowed to marry this lady. She's Eishes Ish now. When Eishes of Shimon disappeared, the chutz is Mimshach Mamshich, and she becomes Eishes Reuven. But she patters the tzara because you can't say the words of Thesis that she was the Eishes Ish before the Eishes Ach. Here the Eishes Ach was before the Eishes Ish. She was married to my brother. Now I cannot do Yibum now because my brother is Poka. Now the Eishes Reuven is Chal. But she's Eishes Ish of what? I mean, but she's Eishes Ish of what? She's Eishes Ish of Reuven. Why she's Eishes Ish of Reuven? Why she's Eishes Ish of Reuven? So b'meile, she cannot do Yibum, and she could patter her tzara. And you can't tell her she was never in the house. When Reuven says Chutzim Shimon, so by Levi's eyes, it's only Reuven. So she's never married to Shimon. When Shimon dies, so Levi cannot miyabim her because she's Eishes Reuven. Why he doesn't bother the Torah? Because she was never Eifa Shimon. But if Shimon married a Chutzim Reuven, and Reuven made the Kiddushin, so let me have the case good. Reuven, Shimon and Levi are brothers. Shimon makes Kiddushin Chutz from Reuven. For the whole world, she's Eishes Shimon. Then Chutzim Reuven, Reuven marries her also. She's only married to Reuven, Klapi Reuven. Klapi the whole world. But the halacha is when Shimon dies, we said the issues of Reuven is chal. They is mevur in the Gemara. So b'meile, now Shimon dies, she falls li yibum to Levi mikach Shimon, but Levi can't do yibum because they should see she Reuven is chal. And b'meile, she could patter the tzor. Why not? What? Why she can't patter the tzor? Yeah, but right, stop a kasha why it's chal the second one. If it's a zikr. Why is it the zikr is not a spirit that they should see? Zikr is not mafkei issues. I said yesterday, we could have said that Shimon chaps over. That Vala miyabim mikach Shimon, so I don't let Reuven to come in. I said, I'll take over the issues of Shimon, kilu Shimon is alive, and kilu Reuven never came into the picture. Aber the Chamdashleim is nishtazim. The Achonim is nishtazim. When Shimon is dead, the issues of Reuven is chal. So b'meile, I can't do Yibu. She's Eishes Ish. Zogin all the Achonim, the Teretz is poshet. How she will patter the tzora? Why she cannot patter the tzora? Shimon married her chutz from Reuven. Shimon married her chutz from Reuven. Then Reuven marries her. Shimon is dead. Levi wants to do yibum. We tell him this, and now she's married to Reuven. She can't. So Zakteza, so she will patter. Not only she herself cannot do yibum. We wanted to patter the tzora, the second wife of Shimon. Right, so Shimon is married Rochel, and she has another wife, Leah. Rochel married Chutzim Reuven. Reuven married her. Now Shimon is dead, so Levi cannot marry Rochel because now she's a zish of Reuven. So we say she will partner the tzora, she will partner the second wife of Shimon. The Teretz is, when she became a zish of Reuven? When she became a zish of Reuven? When Shimon died. While she became a zish of Reuven? When Shimon died, so b'chaye Shimon, she was not Eishes Ish. She was only Eishes. So it's a erve le'achar nefile. Erve le'achar nefile doesn't patter the tzora. Only erve b'shas nefile patters the tzora. Even Bevasachas. It's Elve. Beshas Nefila also. Abir has to be that they were in the house together. She was never a Shasish when she was married to Shimon. So Bemele, the Elve has to be Beshas the Nefila. Time to coin him the Nefila. If the Elve came Leacher a Nefila, or Beshas a Nefila, like what he's saying, also it can't patter, because the idea has to be that they have to be Elve together. This is what everyone said. The Haynu, the Chemda Shleime, and all Rabbi Seinu answered. So this is Be'etzem the way. It's double she'en lo yisoyf. Again, Tesis shtel de kashe eishes ruven chutz mishimen. After them, so Tesis Shimon cannot pater the tzor because Be'etzem klapi Levi, we don't look on her married to Shimon. I have to remember the words of the stipler. This is the whole Shimon. She's not married to Shimon. In my eyes, I'm from the world. I'm not from the chutz. I'm coming from Bokim Yibum. We don't look at it like that. I'm from the world. She's not married to Shimon. But maybe she can't pater the tzor. She was never eishes Shimon. Zog dechem dashleim and gitin se seif akert. Shimon married Chutzim Reuven, so she's married to Shimon. But when Shimon is dead, Eishes Reuven comes in, so I can't do Yibum, and she could batter the Tzor. The answer is, this is an Elve L'Achal Nefila. She was not Eishes Ish. Only when Shimon disappeared, she became the Eishes Ish. Before that, she's not Eishes Ish. It's very glad. This is Rabbi Elchanan Steinfeld. Came the Imre Moshe. This was the Masur Ma. Came the Imre Moshe, and I want you to understand the Kasha from the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe Mekech this Kasha was Cholik and the Stipler, and he built Binyonim al Binyonim al Binyonim. We're not going with the Imre Moshe, we are staying with the Stipler. Or we have to start the Kasha for the Imre Moshe. The Imre Moshe asked the Kasha. Nochem would call it in Shir, Shaila Mesamachas. The Imre Moshe asked us that Kasha. Reuven, Shimon, Levi we have. Reuven is a stranger, Shimon and Levi are brothers. Reuven is Mekadosh Chutz from Shimon. So we said, Shimon is Mekadosh Chutz from Reuven. When Shimon will be dead, she'll be Eishes Ish. So Shimon is Mekadosh Chutz from Reuven. Now we want that Shimon will, that when Shimon is dead, this lady you can't marry because she comes Eishes Ish to Pater the Tzor. So we answered how she could Pater the Tzor. We said Eishes Ish. The Eishes Ish only happened when she became dead. I'm not asking mitzad de eishes ish. I'm asking mitzad de eishes ach. De eishes ach. Shimon married a lady, Chochel, chutz from Reuven. When Shimon is dead, she becomes eishes ish. So you can't marry her. So the Mela, we ask you that eishes ish was part of the tzara. When she became eishes ish after the death, she can't part of the tzara. Oh, but the eishes ach never got a heter leibum, right? The Eishes Ach never got a head of the Yibum. Let that Eishes Ach to pater the Tzor. To make it easy to understand the Kasha, I will explain this Kasha. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis says, Noso Meis ve'achar kach Noso Chai. Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Reuven married Rochel, Shimon marries Leah. Reuven dies. Shimon cannot do Yibum because Achos Isha. His wife is Leah, right? Zog di Gemara leman da Omar ein isur chal al isur. The wife of Reuven doesn't become asur on Shimon al Achos Isha. Reuven married a lady, Shimon married a sister. Reuven married Rachel, Shimon marries Leah. When Reuven marries Rachel, she becomes Eishes Ach. An hour later, Shimon marries Leah. Rachel doesn't become Achos Isha because ein isur chal al isur. So zog di Gemara val ein isu chal al isu. So Rochel stays a Eishes Ach, but you can't do Yibum. Why? Because if you matir her to Yibum, if you take off the Eishes Ach, Achos Isha mit letole vikoi. The Achos Isha will come. So b'mele the Eishes Ach doesn't go off. Zog Tesis and Daf Lamed Beis. Aber when Reuven dies, not only that Shimon cannot marry Rochel, because if the Eishes Ach will go off, the Achos Isha will come back. So mitletole vekoi hilkach loipoka. So Rochel the Eishes Ach stays. So the Eishes Ach could patter the tzor. This is Tesis Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Dibur Amasri loipoka. Ve'aval gav deleichal isur Achos Isha asur enami atzor liyebume keivon shloipoka isur Eishes Ach kmo yailanis shoytzer tzoroso aval bishayin bo elo isur Eishes Ach. Frag the Imre Moshe, here it's exactly the same. Shimon married chutz from Reuven. Deishas ach of Shimon cannot be mutter, because miyad, b'shas nefila, deishas ish will come up. So deishas ach is not mutter. If deishas ach is not mutter, let that deishas ach to patu the tzor. As I fragged him, Rebbe Moshe. Let deishas ach to patu the tzor. Shimon is not mafkia. Kedushin Reuven are not mafkia, ish is Shimon. Because this we see in the sugya here. No, it's mafkia begeirushin, not bekidushin. We see it close. When she married Reuven, she's not mafkia. That's the whole tesis. But we don't say afkoy. So again, this is the Imre Moshe's kasha. Again, what? Ish doesn't let the Ishus Ach to be mutter. Because when the Ishus Ach goes off, the Ishus, if Shimon will go off, Ishus Reuven will come off. Will come on. So it's not matir that Isur Ishus Ach. Well, the Ishus Ach cannot go off because miyad Ishus Ish will come. This is what the Imre Moshe was medame. So again, we have three cases. We have the case of Tesis, Reuven chutz mishimen, and Reuven dies, and Shimon dies. We can't do Yibum because she's Eishes Reuven. Of them, we said, you're right that you can't do Yibum, but she was never married to Shimon in the eyes of Levi. So, b'meili, he could marry the Tzor, she's not a Tzor herself. Zogdechem dashleima, but in the opposite, Shimon chutz mireuven, and Shimon dies, so you can't marry because now she's Eishes Reuven, but she was married to Shimon, so that's the part of the Tzor. We answered, but the Shemis Ish only started the day after the death, a second after the death, with the death, but not before. So she's Erve Lach and the Fil, she can't part of the Tzor. Frank the Imre Moshe, you're right, but I'm asking from the Eishes Ach Shalom. Her Eishes Ach never got a heter. It's mamish like the Gemara and Daf Lamed Beis mitletole vekoil kach loipoka. Mamish like the Gemara and Daf Lamed Beis. I have a Eishes Ach, and if the Eishes Ach goes off, the Achus Isha comes. B'meile, the Eishes Ach was never muter. Here also, Val, if I would do a Bia, B'meile, she'll be Eishes, she becomes the Eishes Ish. B'meile, the Eishes Ach could never go off, because if it goes off, L'mai says also. So the Eishes Ach will never go off. So let that Eishes Ach to part of the Tzor. We're not learning a right pshat in the whole thesis, and it goes to a whole different mahalach, and unzer bismedosh we can too much. A whole different hasbah. He wants to chalik and rabchaim, Eishes Ach de memele. The whole masech de yevamos, and Reb Moshe changed, but this is the point that he had his kasha.
And
chutz.
Kiddushin.
Our case, Shimon chutz miruven. So we asked the kasha, now she was married to Shimon. When Shimon is dead, the Eishes Reuven is chal. You can't do Yibum to her. She will patu the tzora. The answer is she's an Erve L'Ach HaNefila. Her Erve L'Ach HaNefila cannot patu the tzora. You're either the Eishes Ish is Ach HaNefila. But the Eishes Ach. Let the Eishes Ach to stay like Teisa says in Daf Lamed Beis. Eishes Ach. Right, the middle of the goy, the Eishes Ach stays also. So let it here also to stay also. And Bemele stated, and the Eishes Ach was Mechaim. The Eishes Ach is Alamol Mechaim. Azei Frek Deim Remoisha. And the Imre Moshe says, the Welt is not so clear if the Imre Moshe's kasha is 100% right or not. He's medamed, but it's not 100% similar to the case that he's medamed. And the case that he's medamed, two brothers marry two sisters. Reuven marries Rochel, Shimon marries Leah. Zog the Gemara, and Isu Chalal, the man the Omar, and Isu Chalal Isu, so she didn't become a Chisisha, she's only a Shesach. So when she dies, you can't do Yibum, because if the Shesach goes off, that Chisisha comes. So it faces, and even so, that Shesach could part of the Tzor, we explain it to everybody, the Shesach, it's not the Gehet Reb Chai. So the Imre Moshe says here also, the Eishes Ach of Shimon cannot go off because b'shas that he dies and it goes off, the Eishes Ish comes. Hilga Sulei Poka, but man, later the path of the Tzor. That's the Imre Moshe's kasha. Zog the Welt, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit different. Why? Why it's a little bit different? Zog the reason it's a little bit different. There, Mechaim already, the Eishes Ish, the Eishes Ach, the Achis Ish is there. Because it can be chal. So the Eishes Ach becomes Elvedik because it already doesn't have the heter for tomorrow. Masha'en can hear, even the Michaim, we know that it doesn't have the heter, but Michaim, she's considered chutz miruven. So Michaim, the Erve klapei Shimon, is no Erve yet. Val Reuven said chutz mishimen klape bechaim. She's not called the Eishes Ish. Yesh la ayin. It's a double duck. Yesh la ayin. I want to go to the next step. Kund Rebel Chonon and the Stipler, and they asked the following kasha. Or said Baal Peh, I want to see the Rebel Chonon inside with you. Frank Rebel Chonon and the Stipler a kasha. They asked Baal Peh, without the Tesfis. They asked Azak kasha. The Gemara says in Gittin, as a halacha, you cannot meyabem eisha shtei meisim. And you cannot meyabem eisha shtei meisim. You cannot meyabem eisha shtei meisim. It's another halacha. Eishes echod velo ishtai. Zog the Gemara, what is the case? What is the case of eisha shtei meisim? You can't be meyabim eisha shtei meisim. What is the case of eisha shtei meisim? Zog the Gemara, I have a case of eisha shtei meisim. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is mekadesh eisha chutz mishimon. And then Shimon is mekadesh. Reuven is mekadesh eisha chutz from Shimon. And then Shimon is Mekadesher, and Reuven dies, and Shimon dies. So Levi cannot do Yibum, because it's called Eish Shtei Meisim. This is a Gemara, and that pay base. Eish Shtei Meisim. Again, Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, three brothers. Reuven is Mekadesher Isho, Chutz from Shimon. Reuven is Mekadesher Isho, Chutz from Shimon. Shimon is Mekadosh Levi. Now Reuven and Shimon die. Levi cannot do Yibum. Why Levi cannot do Yibum? Eish Shtei Meisim. Gemara is klo. Again, they have klo the case. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, three brothers. So the Gemara, what is the case of Eish Shtei Meisim? You can't be Meyabim. Reuven married the Isha Chutz. Normally, if she's married to Reuven, she's married to Shimon. She married to Shimon, she's not married to Reuven. And through Yibum, we know you're allowed to. If Reuven dies and Shimon does Yibum and Shimon does Shtei Meisim, you're allowed to. So what is the case you're not allowed to Eish Shtei Meisim? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven married the Isha Chutz from Shimon. Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon dies. Levi cannot do Yibum. It's Eish Shtei Meisim. Fregt Rebel Chonon and the Stipler, why it's Eish Shtei Meisim? Klape Levi, she was never married to Shimon, we said. Klape Levi, this was the whole Stipler, the whole Rebel Chonon, that why she doesn't patter the Tzora of Shimon, because she was never married to Shimon. When Reuven says Chutz from Shimon, for Levi, she's only married to Reuven. She was never married to Shimon. So when Reuven marries Chutz from Shimon, and then Shimon dies and Reuven dies, when she falls to Levi, she only falls to Yibu Machmas Ru, only Machmas Reuven. So why is it called Eish Shtei Meisim?
Once Reuven dies, Shimon
married. Let. Think good what you answer. Reuven, Shimon, Levi. The Gemara says, Eish Shtei Meisim. Eish Shtei Meisim. What is the case of Eish Shtei Meisim? Reuven married Chutz from Shimon. Shimon dies, Reuven dies. You can't do Yibum because you're coming from two houses.
Shimon wouldn't die. She wouldn't be
left for Reuven. Reuven is dead from Mitzad Levi. She's only married to Reuven.
Shimon wouldn't die.
What? Can't hear. But if he Levi, we don't look at it like Eish Shimon. This is what Taisa said. That when it was Yaakov and Reuven and Shimon. Yaakov and Shimon and Levi. And Yaakov made Chutz from Shimon. And then Shimon married her and he dies. We said why Levi? Levi cannot marry her because he's pegan the ishus from Reuven, right? But she doesn't pat to the tzorah. Steibler explained because in Levi's eyes she was never married to Shimon. Levi and normally we had a case ishus ish chutz from Reuven with Shimon. So we said why when Shimon dies, Levi cannot do yibum because he's pegan the ishus ish. Why she doesn't pat to the tzorah? The Steibler explained because by Levi's eyes she was never married to Shimon, so she's not a tzorah selva. So why here it's called Eishes Shtei Meis?
Shimon wouldn't die. She wouldn't be Mother
Levi. Why?
Why do you mean Eishes Shtei Meis? Why is that being Eishes?
It's a pasuk that you're not allowed to be Yavim
Eishes Shtei Meis.
Because she's also married to Reuven and also married to Shimon.
You need also Shimon to die for
that. I'm asking, but it's not married to two people. By Levi's eyes, she's only married to Reuven. This is the whole Steibler.
Option for her to
win. I'm asking if she's only married to... I don't have options. She's married to 201. Zog to Rebbe Elchanan and don't have a mistake. Man, don't have a mistake. Don't have a mistake. Don't have a mistake. And you'll tell me you're right. If Shimon died first, so in the eyes of Levi, she was never married to Shimon. Right? This is what Tesa said. And then when Reuven died, the Maisa, she only falls from Koyach Reuven. She never falls from Koyach Shimon. But maybe answer, first Reuven died. So now the issues of Shimon spread, like we said. And now Shimon dies. So she also falls Mikoyach Reuven and also falls Mikoyach Shimon. Maybe answer that this is the case of the Gemara. Now that Shimon was dying first and then Reuven died. Now that Shimon died first and then Reuven died. The case is Reuven died first. So Bemele now she became Eishasis of Shimon. Now she became Eishasis of Shimon. This is what we said that yes, that when there's a chutz, we explained that by a chutz, it spreads. This is what we explained before. For Chanda Shleimer, that if you marry someone, then that guy don't. This is the whole aspect. That when you marry chutz and shimen, and they explain it spreads. So no chavo. The kasha was, lei mashkachas lo eisha shtei meisi. Why lemashkaras lo eishes shtei meisim? Because you have Reuven v'Shimon, and Reuven says chutz mishimen, and Reuven Shimon die. So he asked the kasha lefi the stipler and the Levi's eye. She was never married to Shimon, so she only falls mikoyach Reuven. What do you say, Zog the Stipler, Rebbe Elchanan? If Shimon dies, Reuven dies first, so then Shimon Isha spread, like we said before, so now she's also Isha Shimon, so now she falls because Reuven and Shimon, so she's called Isha Shnei Meisim. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, Chas v'Shalom to answer like that. Because if this is the case, when Reuven died, she's allowed to do Yibum or not? She's allowed to do Yibum? No. Because she's married to Shimon, so she's Nesro. So when Shimon dies, she can't do Yibum, even if it's no din of Eishes Shtei Meisim, because it's din Nesro Shachas, Nesro Elomis. As they bring the Rashbo and Gittin, Zog the Rashbo, the case of the Gemara is Shemesu Bevasachas.
She never felt Yibum.
Mitzad Reuven, she fell in Yibum. No, but she's a Yevamah with a Yisur. Why not? Shimon could, but Lamashan, but Shimon didn't do Yibum. Lamashane, clap in Levi, she's Nesro. But by Levi, she's Nesro. By Levi, she's Nesro. So why she's Nesro by Levi? If you see the Rebbe Elchanan, if you have the Rebbe Elchanan, see the Rebbe Elchanan inside, and four lines, the whole Rebbe Elchanan. And Simon Yudbeis, Dibur HaMaschil Avol Koshe. See, and Simon Yudbeis Avol Koshe. The Bereish Perik HaMegaresh Mevuer, the Bechai Gavne HaVeesh Eshtei Meisim. Velesvor HaStasis Ein Boziko Mikoyach Shimon Klal. Vehamai HaVeesh Eshtei Meisim. Vehoyo Efshor Lechalek, the Davka Ocho Shemeshas Nefila Mishimen, Adayin Reuven Kayem. Avalosu Mairi Shemeis Reuven, Vachakach Meishimen. ולאחר מססרו בינינו אסור עלי ויאלו מכך שימן אבל לפי זה תיק שכוש הסרש בו לא מליטיים את האיש השתם מייסים טייפ למשום נעשרו עליו שואחס וברש בו תירץ שמיירו שמייסו שתיהם מבזחס ואם כן עד רכוש ילדוכת וצורך יהיו כאן הם
Maybe.
She was nasty, like the Rashba. Because he was not allowed to do Yibum. Only if he does a beer. Because he does a beer. No, only later when she dies. Before the beer, she's nasty. You can't do Yibum before the Yibum. You can't do Yibum before the Yibum. I want to explain. It's not Stam. It's if you learn the sugi like the stipler and you decide that we say as a musak that lady bichlal doesn't see no zike by shimen. Why the kash is fair now? We explain that there's no zike bichlal to shimen that we can't even call it sorrow. She's mamish out. She's mamish out. She's not eishes shemes. The Rashba state that it's called Ness. The Rashba state that it's called Ness. You have to know, the Ness Lachan Afila is no more evil. Chosav Hutrov is no more Mitzisibu. The Rashba, maybe Kozma. The Maestro Limor is one man Omar, Chosav Hashem, Pashas doesn't have to tell the Rishon. Ness obliged.
There's no
nefila, because regulation doesn't. So this we call Nesra. This is Nes. Every arise is Nesra is no nefila. Every arise is no nefila. This is Nesra. Then on Yib on Av Erves to give an nefila. This is called that. This is a Rashba. Because the state in Rashba and Gita it's called Nesra. Again, the Imremoisha picks down. Weiss place, I'm right again. The Stipler. In the Stipler alone, you also have this kasha. You see, Ois Cheshbon is inside the Teisvus. So does that kushya atzuma? Rebbe Chana bleibt zorich hier? Rebbe Chana bleibt zorich hier? Now we get to the taste, we're asking in the Gemara and Gittin. Especially the kashes, the Stipler Mesa here, and the next Hemshech HaTesis, Mineva Beita Aser. We'll get it in a second. But we ask the Kosh the Gemara and Gittin. Ruven, Mekadesh, Chutz, Mishimen, Vekitcho, Stam, Levi cannot marry Eish Shtei Mesim. On Rebel Chonon, Avadesh is married to Shimen, Klapi Shimen is Epis Deer. You're right, Klapi Ruven is not. But Levi knows that the God, it's Ruven, Oilo, everyone, Shimen a little bit, and he could take care of this, and he could take care of this. On the Stipler, Avada she was married to Shimon. I want to explain why it's a noisa. Why it's a noisa? Why it's a shtickle noisa? Why it's a shtickle noisa? On the Stipler, the pshat is as a Levi looks. Reuven came and married Isha chutz from Shimon. Then Shimon marries her. So he asks Levi, what is happening? He says, I'll tell you what is happening. Reuven married her in Ganson. Shimon has only a little bit. And brother Levi could stand in Reuven's spot for almost everything, and for Shimon's spot for a little bit. But I could look at it that she was married to Shimon, but then she was part of Shimon. So the Stipler came and said, Levi says, I don't recognize in Shimon's marriage. I'm from the Veld, by me it doesn't exist. While the Stipler said it, the Kasha is a Kasha. On the Stipler, even if it's a Chutz, Avadi Klapi Levi, I want to explain. On the Stipler, when Reuven says Chutz from Shimon, and Shimon marries her, and they die. On the Stipler, you know what is the right way to do? This is what you were asking before. Levi comes and says, listen, I know that Reuven said for everyone chutz from Shimon, but for Shimon, my brother, he left the place. So I know my brother has something. So I have a reason to, I could fix up for my brother Shimon. So Mela, she could part of the tzara, because I know that for the whole world she's married to Reuven, but Shimon has place, so I could look at it that she's also married to Shimon. Because by Klapi Shimon is a marriage, but then she will part of the tzara. Zog the Stipler, I Kiilu don't know that she married Shimon. If that exists, that's the nusach of the Rebbe Chanan. She klapai afilu and can ziki kla l'shimen. If it's no ziki l'shimen, Frank Rebbe Chanan and the Stipler on himself, Frank Rebbe Chanan and the Stipler on himself, over Azei, So it's not called Eishes Temesim. So if you kill Reuven first, you're right to be Eishes Temesim. But don't zog the Rashba, then that can't be because of Binesro. Zog the Rashba, the case of the Gemara and Muzayin, that they died together. Or Shimon first, or they died together. So it's not Eishes Temesim. This is what we explained before, that is a Pashto. We explained Klapi the whole world, she becomes Eishes Reuven. Shimon, right? Clapping the whole world, she becomes Eishes Ish. This is what we saw in the case before. We said that if Shimon makes chutz meruven and Shimon dies, she becomes Eishes Ish meruven. Don't state in the Gemara there. Don't state in the Gemara and Gittin that this is the way it works. Again, now the shayes and the sugya of chutz. Said this is sugya and Gittin. This is the Gemara and Gittin. No, it's not a get. Not true.
Why not? The sample has to be chalik. Why are they here? Cut your books off the hand.
No, it's an ispashto. It's not a get. Zog the stipler, weistois. Zog the stipler, weistois. That Eishes Shteimesim doesn't mean that I get two portions from two brothers, and I can miyabim when I'm getting to marry from two brothers. A lady that was married to two brothers, you can't do yibum. A isha that is married to two brothers, I can't do yibum. Aval, it's a very shver ezach. It's a big issue. It's time to bring rice. Let me help the issue. The stable is trying to build a yisoid. Pashas Eishes Temesim means I have a reason from Reuven, I have a reason from Shimon, I can't marry Eishes Temesim. Weistos nicht das. If she's married to two brothers, even that I'm doing Yibum to one of them, it's called Eishes Temesim. And Bemele, you're right that Klapi me, she was never married to Shimon, or the Klapi her, she was married to Shimon. So for the Pasha of Eishes Temesim, it's called Eishes Temesim. What? No, it doesn't patter. There's no zike. It doesn't patter. There's no zike. She doesn't follow Yibum Mikuach Shimon. Maybe she's not. She doesn't patter her tzoro. But the din of Eishes Temesim, it's called Eishes Temesim. It's called Eishes Temesim. On the hezbe. That the pashtus Eishes Temesim has to be that is in the fila Mikuach Shneim. We have to be masbirit. Maybe we'll leave it for a second. I want to read a line in Tesfus. On Girsois, on Golish. If you start with the Girsois here, maybe you could answer a lot of things, even with the new Gemores. But we come with read one line in the Gemore that no one knew Pshat, and all the Achroini went to change the Tesfus. Frek Tesfus, Umiu, Ieshesh, look inside in Tesfus. Umiu Eishes Temesim Dei Reise Kede Mashma Be'amegaresh Litni Oche Eishes Beis Meisim. Frek Teises, after he answered, that is no Echetim Tzev Eishes Temesim Bechutz. Frek Teises, he has another issue that the Mishnah could write down. What issue the Mishnah could write down? Eishes Beis Meisim. What is the case of Tesis of Eishes Temesim? Tesis wants a case of Eishes Temesim. Kigoin shebo Reuven v'kitcho chutz mishimen v'levi. V'bo shimen v'kitcho stam. What is the case? What is the case of Tesis Eishes Temesim? Shebo Reuven. Yaakov, what is the case? Eishes Temesim. Look at Tesis inside. What is the case of Eishes Temesim? What is the case of Thesis? Shebo Reuven v'kitcho chutz mishimen v'levi ochiv. Reuven, Shimon, Levi are brothers. Reuven is mekadesh chutz from Shimon v'levi. V'bo Shimon v'kitcho stam. And now Reuven and Shimon die, so who cannot do Yibum? Who cannot do Yibum? Why Levi can't do Yibum? Where's the Eishes Temesim? Why is Eishes Temesim? Kitcho Reuven chutz mishimen v'Levi ochiv. V'kitcho Shimon stam. Reuven dies and Shimon dies. Why Levi can't do Yibum? What? Why Levi can't do Yibum? Why can't do Yibum? Why it's Eishes Temesim? Why it's Eishes Temesim? How you learn Tesfus? How you learn Tesfus? What? Who's dumb you do the Tesfus? How you learn Tesfus? How you learn Pshat in Tesfus? Kigoyin shekid shel Reuven chutz mishimon velevi ochiv. He knows or doesn't know. Reuven said, "Chutz from Shimon veLevi." So by Levi's eyes, she's never married to Reuven. Then she marries Shimon. So now she's married to Shimon. Reuven is dead. Shimon is dead. Why Levi can't do Yibum? Mandy, why Levi can't do Yibum? By Levi is no Ishesach from Reuven. Reuven said, "Chutz from Shimon veLevi." What? Shaul, what is that? From who? Reuven said, Chutz from Levi.
She's married to Reuven or not?
Chutz from Levi. Clappy Levi's eyes, she's out of the picture. The whole sugya is a nishtazay. We're speaking about Yehuda. The state of Yehuda. So I said again, this, you're going with Pshutim. Kepshutai, one second. Kepshutai doesn't say Yehuda. Because the Kasha is a Kushi Atzuma, some want to say Chas V'Sholem that Levi will marry her. We're speaking that Yehuda will marry her. And Thesis is speaking about this case for a case of Tzor HaTzor. This is the stipler. If you see in the copies, the second part is all busy. The Izvahodo decided to take out Levi here. Izvahodo decided to take out Levi. They found Xaviyah that the Levi was not here. It doesn't follow Yibum Mikoyachus Reuven. Klapi Levi is no issues. Zog the Marshal stated the aside of the stipler that is a issue the Mason even for Levi. Even that she doesn't fall Mikoyach Reuven, but she's married to Reuven. She's married to Shimon. So we don't have to speak about Yehuda now. Avada, Rabbi Seinu, before they said the Tay of the stipler, they said that this thesis means Yehuda. This thesis means Yehuda. It doesn't mean Levi. Or his Bahadur didn't have a brere. They took out the Levi. It's for Yoshan they found. I'm not saying there's no ways to answer it. Aber zog the Stipler, aber lefi dvorov is givaldi. So the Stipler himself started that it's Yehuda. This is the Pashtus. Avada, when you learn a Seder, you have to say that Tesis said, but it's Ika Chosam in a Sefer. Umashkachas linami b'tzor atzor. Savadi, you could be maimed as a givendo Yehuda. I'm not saying as Mikenish maimed as a givendo Yehuda. Avada, we could be maimed as a givendo Yehuda. We could be maimed. But if we're living like the stipler, I'm saying the stipler needs a lot of hesber. But here we mamish have it very stark. Reuven says, Chutz von Shimon veLevi. Shimon marries Tam, both of them die. Levi wants to do Yibum. How much brothers are you in touch with? I'm married with Reuven, I'm married with Shimon. No. Someone that's in touch with two, I can't. To me, in my eyes, Levi, Reuven doesn't exist. He said Chutz. But by you? So even though there's no Nefile, pass the Ashaile for the Eishes Temes. I'm saying, Deim Ramosh is choylik and it's kaseida. And Avada, everyone that is choylik and the stipler, the first thing is to say that Domiret of Yehuda, although we say that it's Lav Dafke Levi, and Teis is said it for the Hemshech. Avada. I'm not saying that the stipler is the Rutsi Maglat. Avada, the stairin is a pshat. But on them, we have a kasha, why is Eishes Temesim Bichlav? So we have to say, so if someone has time, it's kedai to see the Imre Moshe inside the Siman Tes, all of these kashas again tuch midei shesach, and he learns the whole tesis different, a whole different maalach. But we are going on derech the stipler. that the answer of Tesis was that she doesn't patter the tzoro because Klepe Levi, she's not married to Shimon and there's no Zika and Nefila Bichlal. The Ainu, the Noisa, I just remember the Noisa. The Noisa is when Reuven says Chutz from Shimon, Klepe Levi, and Shimon marries and she dies. If we say Levi says, I don't recognize in the marriage of Shimon, I'm from the ganze Welt. Or we say, you're right that you're from the ganze Welt, but your brother Shimon has rights, and you have to represent the rights of your brother. So by you, she is married to Shimon. She could fall Mikoyach Shimon, even there is a chutz to Shimon. The Stiblos thing is, no, clapping me is no Shimon. The male we have a problem, it's just amazing, and we have to say the whole Mahalach, the Pshat HaTesvus. We have to say the whole Mahalach, the Pshat HaTesvus. Tesis is Mamshich. Ubi Yerushalmi. Aber Tesis finish. Umir das nicht gen Kashe. Mashma der Eishish dem Eisim Gzere der Rabbonon Vishom Afarish. It's not a day reise to the Rabbonon. Someone said a gewaldike Sache. I forgot who said it. Aber noch it's the Rabbonon, the Stadler is Geschmack. Dehainu, if Eishish dem Eisim is not real, it's only a Gzere. Ah, this makes sense. Like, if she has two people, it looks like. So, and the Rabbonon, Avada the Stipler is leichter. And the Habiman of Tez, that is the Reise, it's very schwer to understand. Stam is a din of someone who's married to two brothers. But if it's a Rabbonon, that it doesn't look the right way, does Taka is a Sach Geschmacker? Does Taka is a Sach Geschmacker? Now is the end part of Tezfus. Ubi Yerushalmi, Bereisha, Megaresh, Porichlo. Tesis, I asked the Kashi from Balas Atnai, I asked the Kashi from Chutz, I found the Yerushalmi Frek the Kashi. Most of Rab Chanina B'Shem Rab Pinchas, Litni Tezai Enoshim Kerab Lezer, Chutz, Umeshani Tamon Ateira Osrolov, Hoche Hu Asorolov. The Yerushalmi has the Kashi, the Yerushalmi says the Teretz, Tamon Ateira Osrolov. All of the Arayas, the Teira answered. Eishasish, he made her to be Eishasish. Pirash Rabbeinu Yitzchok. Tamon HaTeira Osrolov, so what? But she's Arayas. Umishneso ha-meis ein lo heter li-isyabem. Kishiyomus. Vipnei she-ein isu shebotoli b'shum odom. Elo ba-teiro she-asor olov. אבל יש איש איסו תולי במגרש שאם ירצה יתירנו ליובם קודם שיום סוחיב ולא אוכל איתונו לו דלו ידומו לפי שביד המגרש להתירו סעמוד נזח All of the Rishonim bring it אז אגן צלנגה תייסווס תייסו ברוך השם I found the Yerushalmi פרק דקש And the Yerushalmi answers תמון התירו עשרו עליו הוכל הוא עשרו עליו Tamon HaTeira Osrolov. What is the Svore? So what? The Teira asked, he asked, what's Nafkina? So he says, in all of the Arayas, it's not up to him to stop it. He can't stop the Erve. And Eishasish, that person could stop her to stop to be Eishasish. That person could stop her. Biyodele HaTeiro. So what? So what? But she's an Erve. What is the Teretz? What is the Teretz? And Teisus HaRosh is mashmatz. It's Leidomi L'Achris Isha. Teisus HaRosh says these words, I saw them today. Leidomi L'Achris Isha. Rabbi Yankiv Kaminetsky, he asked on this Teisus, he would use it a lot. First Kash, he said he doesn't understand. Such a long Teisus, Leidomi L'Achris Isha, Leidomi L'Achris Isha, Leidomi L'Achris Isha, Leidomi L'Achris Isha. I found the Yerushalmi says it's Leidomi L'Achris Isha, because Biyoda Le'atiro. Baruch Hashem, you found the Yerushalmi that says the Svara, so why such a long day for You found the Yerushalmi says the Svara. Leidomi l'achris isha azei, leidomi azei, leidomi azei, leidomi azei, promi, leidomi azei, leidomi azei. It's not domi l'achris isha. And in the end, he found the Yerushalmi. He found the Yerushalmi. So if you found the Yerushalmi, what is the ganze thesis? What is the ganze thesis? Ein shaila. Zweite shaila is, what do you answer me? You found that the Yerushalmi answer that it's leidomi l'achris isha. It's only an answer if we learn from Aleo. But if Rabbi, Teisa said that you learn from Lekocha, it doesn't make a difference if it's leidomi l'achris isha or not. So what the Yerushalmi will answer if Rabbi? Maybe the Yerushalmi doesn't know Rebbe. Taisa said that Leidomi Lachrifisha doesn't answer Lefi Rebbe. Oh, he found the Yerushalmi. What will help that he found the Yerushalmi? And the third shaila is, Taisa says, Shebiyodah Le'atira Koidem Sheizgarish. Why Taisa says, Biyodah Le'atira Koidem Sheizgarishena? Even Le'achar Geirushin, Biyodah Le'atira. Even after the Misa. Why Biyodah Le'atira before the brother dies? Even if Biyodah Le'atira after the brother dies? Taisa says, it's not like all of the Arayas. Why is it not like all of the Arayas? Because all of the Arayas is nothing what I could do. Here, I could make it to be a Ois Elva before my brother dies. Why before my brother dies? The guy could be Matir here after my brother dies. You're right, after my brother dies, it'll be Nesro. But it's Leidomi Lachrisisho. The Elva is Leidomi Lachrisisho. If the Svar is the Leidomi Lachrisisho, so say Nochama. And Teisarosh Mashma that the Svara of Teisus is Loi Domi Lachoy Sisha. That's the Svara from Teisus. Loi Domi Lachoy Sisha. Says Mashma and Teisus. This is the Svara. Loi Domi Lachoy Sisha. Rabbi Yankiv wanted to say Teisus doesn't mean that the Yerushalmi said Loi Domi Lachoy Sisha. Teisus means Balabatish. That the Yerushalmi said, you know why the Tana doesn't write it in? He only wants to write Arayas that stay forever. Arayas that don't stay forever, he doesn't want to write them. Not that they don't pat the Torah. Avada she patters the Torah. But it's not in the list. Like someone will decide that something that is not cool is not in the list. We can't make such a cloud. Taste that aside, but pluk the like a mairi. Such a thing doesn't go into the list. If we like Teisa Rosh, the Yerushalmi learns that it doesn't patter the Torah. Lefi Rabbi Yankiv Kaminetsky, Teisa learns that it does patter the Torah. Rabbi Nochem also learns like that. That it does patter the Torah, just we don't put it in the list. Yeah, that could be, because it doesn't patter, there's a reason. So this is the shayla. The Yerushalmi is a reason that it doesn't patter the Torah? Or is the pshat a reason why it's not in the list? And b'meil is only b'yankiv, it's not a kasha. The Babli never said this klal, so Taisus has to answer. The Yerushalmi says that there's a klal in the Mishnah that you don't write it. Say that. I think maybe the Yerushalmi would say, "Bepluk de loikomari." Also be a teretz. The Yerushalmi could have asked it and said, "Bepluk de loikomari." The Yerushalmi stam. That's what he says. We see from the Yerushalmi as you are kasha. Kilo, if I can't go, now if I can't go, lefi the Bavli tastes wanted to say that Taki doesn't part of the Torah. Lefi the Yerushalmi, it will part of the Torah. Says Mamish min hakotze lakotze. If we learn that Taisa says leidomi, I said leidomi. You know the Yerushalmi also said leidomi, and even on chutz, on every case the Yerushalmi said leidomi. Bigger for me, I only said this chilukim. The Yerushalmi said it's bichlal leidomi. Lefi Rabbi Yankiv and Nochem Pun Faker. The Yerushalmi says it's part of the Torah. We just don't put it in the list. Now, the only thing that is left in the sugya is to see the Rishonim. All of them bring down the Yerushalmi, and they claim that the Yerushalmi, they must be that the Yerushalmi means to say what they meant to say. We'll have to see it tomorrow. But Be'ez Hashem, I want tomorrow to get till Yudah Mudbeis Machlekes Abichon Berish Lokish. Maybe.